This is the Bowling Report, your weekly podcast for high scores, highlights, and upcoming events. Brought to you by Burr & Company Insurance, your local auto owner's insurance agency. And now, here's your host, Jim DeGraff.
All right, thank you very much. We are having our podcast today for week number 25 on the bowling calendar. This will be week ending February 24. All of our adult tournaments are finished for the season. However, we do have a youth tournament coming up. This will be West Michigan USBC and Greater Holland Bowling Association Youth City Tournament. Will be held in Muskegon this year. It will be held at Northway Lanes on Sunday, March 17 and Sunday, March 24. The squad times will be at 11 o'clock. We have several entries from our bowlers from BAM that are going to be participating, but the entries must be in by Friday, March 15. And once again, the dates are the 17th and the 24th of March, 11 o'clock at Northway Lanes in Muskegon. All right, for the high scores for this week, high games for the ladies first. Dawn Chamberlain from Thursday Night Misfits with a 234. Allie Rohorst from Sunshine with a 230. We had two ladies that had 223 games this past week, Rachel Handwerk from Sunshine and Kim Smith from Northland Select. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight bowled a game of 222. Kaylee Pardue from Doug Weeks Memorial, 214. Shauna Vaughn from Northland Select with 212. Melissa Van Molsom from Northland Select with 209. And finishing up the top 10 this week, two ladies had games of, Vicki Lepore had a game of 208 from Northland Select, and Sue Martin from Lake Effect with a 203. It's been a few weeks since we looked at the season score, so we will take a look at that on this podcast. We have two ladies that have had games of 290. They're Christina Sherman from Sunshine, and last week, Alyssa Fortney from Saturday Night Fever. We have two ladies that had games of 289, Val Guerra from Saturday Night Fever and Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select. Katie Van Tynen, Sunshine, with a game of 280. Dawn Chamberlain, Thursday Night Misfits, 279. Courtney Garvelin from Northland Select, 278. Two ladies with 267, Peyton Beverwake from Saturday Night Fever and Jordan Kirkland from Northland Select. And finishing up the season high games, Jackie Kutsi from Starlight with a game of 263. High series for week number 25, Kim Smith from Northland Select, 619. Haley Pardue from Doug Weeks Memorial with 612. Also bowling a 612 was Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight. Carla Stowe from Starlight with 547. Amy Hamilton from Starlight with 536. And Tammy Dahman from George Baker Twin Village League with 532. High series for the season for the ladies, Jordan Kirkland from Northland Select still leading with 725. Just one pin behind Jordan is Katie Van Tynen with a 724. Christina Sherman from Sunshine has several 700s, a 720, 715, 711, 708, and an even 700. We added last week Alyssa Fortney from Friday Night Rollers with 692, Lori Kirkland from Sunshine, 691, Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine with 688, Courtney Garvelin from Northland Select with 680, Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight, 677, Tammy Dahman from George Baker Twin Village with 673, and finishing up the high games for the season, Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight with 672. Let's take a look at the high games for the week for the men for week 25. Todd Nagel from George Baker Twin Village had 11 strikes in a row with 4 of 298. Ryan James from Tri-City, also 11 strikes in a row with a 290. Joshua Bird from George Baker Twin Village, 279. Also bowling 279s were Chris Brummels from Tri-City and Spencer DeVries, also from Tri-City. Ryan Morin from Tri-City, 278. Also bowling a 278 last week was Adam Pardue from Thursday Night Misfits. Todd Grams from Tri-City, 277. Scott Weaver from Suburban, 276. Tim Woodwhite from Doug Weeks Memorial with a 269. And finishing up the high games this week, two bowlers with 268. They were Keone Berry from Suburban and Todd Dahlman from Tri-City. In the high games for the season, we have 16 300 games so far this season. Paul Duff has two of them. Jeremy Duran from Suburban with the 300. Nick Coinga from Tri-City. Mike Torres from Doug Weeks Memorial. Keone Barrig from Suburban. Chris Brummels from Tri-City. Tom Bukema from Suburban had his first ever 300. Scott J. Smith bowled a 300 in the Holiday Tournament. Bob Zivering from Saturday Night Fever with the 300. Joshua Bird from George Baker Twin Village League had a 300 there. Josh also had a 300 during the Suburban League. Todd Dowman from Suburban, 300. Jim Rennick from Tri-City with the 300. Kevin Meschke from Larry Montague Memorial League had his first 300 for his career. And Logan Crocker from Tri-City bowled his first ever 300. 299 games for the season. Bob Zivering from Tri-City. Chris Wabick from Larry Montague Memorial League. Virgil First from Suburban. Steve Petrie from Tri-City. Casey Morin from Northland Select. And Charlie Kirkland from Suburban. High series for week number 25. Joshua Bird from Suburban, 763. Ryan James, Tri-City, 761. Mike Vandenbosch from Tri-City, 745. Paul Duff from Suburban, 743. Chris Brummels from Tri-City, 740. Jerry Elverson from Suburban, 739. Scott Hawks from Tri-City, 721. Brian Morin from Tri-City, 719. Two bowlers with 7-7 teams, Tim McKesky from Northland Select and Todd Nagel from George Baker Twin Village. Adam Pardue from Thursday Night Misfits with 707. And finishing up the high series for the week, Kurt DeYoung from Suburban with 706. Taking a look at the high series for the season, we have two 800s, Nick Walker with an 804, Bob Zivarek with 803, Matt Fortney with 799, Keith Scram with 795, Connor Brookhouse 790, Ryan James 789, Scott J. Smith with 783, Ronnie Snoke with 782, also with 782 is Jim Rennick, and two bowlers also with 780s, Keone Barrig and Jeremy Baum. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 25. We'll be back reporting again next week, Monday, on our podcast. Thank you.